This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on Paula, P-A-U-L-A, last name, Kavness, C-A-V-N-E-S-S, patient's info, Dr. Fazio, new paragraph. Dear Dr. Fazio, thank you for this referral. This 70-year-old female who is a nurse, she retired recently. She never smoked and drinks alcohol socially. She says she is allergic to iodine, morphine, and Demerol. New paragraph. Symptoms. She experienced an episode where she started with headache and she lost the control of her lips. She bit her, she lost control of the mouth and she bit her lip twice. And when looking in the mirror, she did find facial droop. The patient felt that she had Bell's palsy since she is a nurse. She took an aspirin right away, and after a few minutes, the episode subsided. She went to her physician, where MRI and MRA were done. She was told that it could have been TIA, and she also had a cerebellar vessel aneurysm, which was small, and she was told that the treatment would be to watch. New paragraph. During that evaluation, she was also found to have low thyroid. Her TSH was high, cholesterol was high, so she was placed on 50 microgram levothyroxine, and also she was placed on Crestor for her elevated cholesterol, and she also has been placed on propranolol 10 milligram for her TIA. However, she thinks that is not suitable for her because she is having some trouble. Past medical history, she said she never had hypertension, but once in a while it used to be high. Also, she had a hysterectomy at age 29 for carcinoma in situ. Prior to that, she had several pap smear and a DNC times 4, and that's when the cancer was diagnosed. She also has family history of endometrial cancer in her mom and sibling. New paragraph. Physical exam. She is 70-year-old, 5'3" tall, weighing 229, BMI is 40, blood pressure 146/68, ICNTN remarkable, carotids palpable, no bruit, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, extremities no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis one, recent episode of TIA. Diagnosis two, history of lupus erythematosus, diagnosed since age 27. She was treated in the past, currently on no medications. Diagnosis three, hypertension. Diagnosis four, hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Recommendations. I will send her to have a blood test to check for hypercoagulable status. So we'll check protein C, protein S, antithrombin 3 level, factor 5 Leiden mutation, and phospholipid antibodies, the entire panel. If it is negative, then she could be safely treated with aspirin, baby aspirin, which he is already taking now. Otherwise, we may have to discuss a treatment with one of the newer agents such as Eliquis or Xarelto if she tests positive for any of those coagulation abnormality. New paragraph. Thank you very much for your referral. This is a consultation on Paula Kavness, CAVNESS. Thank you.